The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi everybody, I am back with something just a little bit different. This is going to be a mini episode called That One Time on a Shoot. These mini episodes I'm going to slot in between our monthly episodes. They're just a little nugget of entertainment from our previous guest that would have been on 2 weeks earlier on the longer episode. And they're going to answer the question about that one time on a shoot when something unexpected happened or something incredible happened. It's really anything that they want to talk about that they may not have talked about in the larger episode. And so these are just fun little episodes that you can listen to when you don't have 45 minutes to an hour or longer to listen to the longer episodes. You can just jump in and listen to one of these shorter ones. And today, my guest is George Vlad from the previous episode about soundscapes. George had an unexpected event happen when he was doing some recording, and that's what this week's is all about. So enjoy. So what are some of the most unexpected things that you've found in your audio clips? Have you ever been listening to something and being like, oh my gosh, I didn't expect that, you know, like shocked or surprised by something that's there?
Yeah, a few things come to mind. So as I said, the thunder in the Atacama. But one thing, probably my favorite recording I've ever made, I was in Madagascar 2 years ago. We went to the western part of the country to the rock formations, the strange, it's called Singi. And part of the trip there, I wanted to record the sounds of a river that flows through this canyon. It's very high walls, and it's a relatively calm river. It's not very noisy. And every time you hear a lemur, you know, or a bird, you get these very interesting reflections from the walls of the canyon. So I set up a rig there for 2 days on the edge of the river at the bottom of the canyon. And I went and collected my rigs, two or three days later. And once I got back to the hotel we were staying at, I had a very quick listen, and I could see it on the spectrogram. You know, everything was very smooth for many hours, and until at one point I could see something was very close to the microphones. You know, you see the big waveform and everything, a lot of energy in the lower range of the frequency spectrum, and I had to listen to that, obviously, and I had a quick listen. What had happened is there was this lady, she was rowing her boat down to the local market, and when she was maybe, let's say, 20 meters upstream, she started singing. And she sings as she rows downstream, you know, and then 20 meters downstream, she stops singing. And you can hear her voice, you know, her song, and the beautiful reflections from the edge of the canyon, and her effort, you know, her moving the boat and the water, the splashes and everything. It's such a visceral recording, such a primal recording. It's just amazing, you know, and I had it translated by my local guide, and it's a song about longing, you know, and sadness, and it's just, you know, so much emotion. It's probably the best thing I've ever recorded. I haven't shared it in many places because it's I don't feel like I own that sound. It's not mine, you know. It's music, sure. Someone else's. Yeah. But I'm thinking about ways to kind of, you know, just to let people hear it. It's such a beautiful thing to record, you know, and unexpected. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a lovely way of looking at it, that it's not yours, because it is, you know, this day and age, it seems everyone has a camera in their pocket these days, and people are being recorded on the street and they end up on YouTube. And, you know, it seems like wherever you go these days, you've got the chance of being recorded, and your life on film is not your own anymore. And so I think it's a great way that you describe that, of it not being your own. But yeah, I mean, it sounds like something that would be lovely to hear at the same time. Thank you so much for listening to the Behind the Wild Lens podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please think about leaving a rating and a comment wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's really important to keep these podcasts sustainable and to get new listeners. So I would really, really appreciate it if you could do that. Maybe just give it a star rating. And if you do have something else to add, leave a comment also. That would be fantastic. And also, if you're into wildlife filmmaking, if you want to try and break into the industry, if you're an aspiring wildlife filmmaker, if you're already in the industry and you want to network with other wildlife filmmakers, then head over to jakewillers.com. That's JakeWillers.com. And join our free wildlife filmmakers community. We have hundreds of people inside there who are all either in the industry or aspiring to get into the industry. But either way, we're all wildlife filmmakers, and it's a place where we can network, discuss our work, show our work, and collaborate with each other. Head over to jakewillers.com and check out the wildlife filmmakers community.